Hello, boys and girls. I'd like to tell you a story about our young friend Sparky. One morning, he was walking down the street just kind of looking for something to do when all of a sudden, on the ground right in front of him, he saw a bright, shiny stick. Sparky was quite curious, so he picked up the stick.
Gee, I wonder what this stick is for. Maybe I should try tapping it.
Well, when Sparky tapped that stick on the fender of an automobile standing nearby, some marvelous things happened. That parked car said,
"Hello, Sparky."
What? Why, who's that?
It's I, Sparky, the auto horn.
The auto horn? How can you be speaking?
You tapped the magic baton, Sparky.
You mean this stick is a magic baton?
That's right, Sparky.
Yes, Sparky had found a magic baton. All he had to do was tap it in front of anything that made a sound, and the sound would speak to him.
Oh, boy, that's just wonderful. Say, I know what I'll do with this magic baton. I'll try it on our piano at home.
So Sparky ran all the way home and hurried to the living room where he tapped his baton.
Hello there, Sparky.
Hello, piano. Isn't this a wonderful baton?
Oh, yes, Sparky. Wherever did you get it?
Where did I get it? Well, I found it.
Then shouldn't you return it, Sparky?
Well, yes, I guess I should return it, piano. But how can I find its owner?
I'd try the big concert hall if I were you. That's where batons are usually used.
Okay, piano. I'll try the concert hall if that's where batons are used. Goodbye.
So long, Sparky.
So Sparky went to the concert hall on Main Street. The door was open and he walked right in. It was a great big place with rows and rows of chairs, all empty, and a very large stage. Sparky looked around for a second.
There isn't anyone here, except all those musical instruments on the stage. Say, there's one I recognize. It looks like a big violin. I'll go over and talk with it by tapping my baton.
Hello, Sparky. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. My, but you're a big violin.
I am not a violin. I'm a bass violin, the daddy of the string family.
Yes, this was the big bass viol, and he introduced Sparky to the other members of his family, beginning with the smallest, the violin.
Hi, Sparky! Glad to meet you!
Then the viola.
Hello, Sparky!
And the cello.
Hello, young man.
But when Sparky asked if they had any idea who owned his magic baton, none of them knew. They made one suggestion, though. The baton might belong to the man they called their conductor. When he used it, the strings explained, they all played together like this. When the strings finished playing, Sparky asked where he might find their conductor. But the strings could only suggest that Sparky ask their neighbors, the woodwind family.
Thank you, strings. Let's see. I guess the woodwinds are those long instruments with all the buttons. I'll tap my baton and see.
Yes, we're woodwind, Sparky. I'm a clarinet.
I'm an English horn.
I'm an oboe, Sparky. I'm a piccolo, way up high.
And I'm a lovely silver flute.
An old bassoon am I.
mighty pretty. Clarinet, English horn, oboe, piccolo, flute, and bassoon. Ooh, that's a big family. But tell me, do you know where I can find your conductor?
No, Sparky, but why don't you ask those noisy brasses?
The brasses? They must be those shiny instruments over there. I'll tap my baton.
Hi, Sparky!
It was a trumpet that spoke to Sparky, and he too introduced his family members, the trombone, the French horn, and the tuba. And then they all played together. Sparky thanked the brass family, but when he asked them if they knew where he could find the conductor, they suggested that he ask the harp.
Thank you, brass family. I'll ask the harp. I guess this pretty instrument with all the colored strings must be the harp. Perhaps if I tap my baton, it will answer my question.
Hello, Sparky.
Hello, harp. I wonder if you know who owns this baton.
No, I don't, Sparky. But maybe our Celeste might know.
The Celeste might know? Oh, hello, Celeste. Can you help me find the owner of this baton?
No, Sparky. I'm sorry, I can't, but don't lose heart.
You can't help me? Gee, I'm about ready to give up looking. No, there's one more group of instruments over there, a very big group. I'll ask that drum that's standing in the middle of them.
Hello, Sparky. I'm a kettle drum.
Yes, it was a kettle drum, a member of the percussion family. And he introduced all his relatives to Sparky. First, the triangle. Then the cymbal.
Hello.
The snare drum.
How are you?
The chimes.
Hi, Sparky.
And all the rest of the family. The percussion instruments were making so much noise that Sparky couldn't even ask his question. So to get their attention, he tapped his baton again. And just then, a door opened at the back of the concert hall, and a tall, important-looking man walked in.
Hello, young fellow. What's all this noise I hear?
Hello, mister. I'm Sparky, and I'm looking for the person who lost his magic baton.
Well, Sparky, then you've come to the right place. I'm the conductor here, and I lost this baton today. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome, Mr. Conductor. It's a wonderful baton, the way it makes all the instruments talk.
Well, Sparky, it does that only on extra special occasions. And I guess getting lost was extra special, all right. Most of the time, you see, a conductor uses his baton to bring all the instrument families together, to lead them while they all play at the same time. We call them an orchestra then.
Oh, I'd like to hear an orchestra, Mr. Conductor.
Well, Sparky, as a reward for returning this baton so promptly, here's a ticket for a front row seat at my orchestra's concert this afternoon. Come then, and you'll hear some beautiful music.
Gee, thanks, Mr. Conductor. I'll be here.
That afternoon, Sparky got all dressed up and went to the concert hall on Main Street and sat down in the first row. There were people in all the other seats now, and on the stage was the conductor with all the musicians and their instruments. Sparky noticed that there were quite a few string families like the one he'd met, and several woodwind and brass families, too. It was a very large orchestra indeed, but the sound it was making was the strangest Sparky ever heard.
Doesn't sound like pretty music at all. Shh, Mr. Conductor, use a baton.
Okay, Sparky. That was just the instruments warming up.
This is a very special occasion, ladies and gentlemen, because a young lad named Sparky returned my lost baton to me this morning. So when I tap the baton now, the whole orchestra will do a special trick and thank Sparky.
Thank you, Sparky, for returning the baton. Now we can all play together.
Oh, you're welcome, orchestra. I was happy to return the baton, and it was wonderful talking with you.
And now, for Sparky and for all of you, the orchestra will play some beautiful music. First come the string families. And then we hear the woodwind families. And now come the brass families. And here's the percussion family. And now, all together.
That was Sparky's adventure with the magic baton, in which he learned all about the wonderful way that the families of musical instruments play together.